Good morning. It's always a joy to have you for the Word for Life radio ministry. The last time we were together, we were talking to Dan Wulsifer, who is a church planter involved not necessarily just in the church planting by himself, but with a team. Dan, you went through some internships after you'd been a youth pastor, student ministries pastor for 9 years. At that point, you're done with the internship. How did the team come together?
Well, we had come across Jeremy Vandelander, who was a church planter in Round Rock, Texas.
Okay.
I met him at a couple conferences, and he'd been putting a bug in my ear about it. You ought to come down and see us down there and consider joining us with the church plant there.
Right.
And Jeremy was, two of his mentors were the very same mentors of mine, Pastor Fant and Pastor Tim Potter.
Right.
And so—
Same philosophy
same
then.
Same philosophy, and that was the key to us joining as team members. And so both with the recommendation consent of both of our the pastors, my mentors, my spiritual mentors in our life,
mm-hmm.
we decided to go down there, take a survey trip, and
good idea.
And saw the area. Obviously, it's quite different than Cleveland, Ohio, where we had been living. So central Texas, and saw the need, saw that they could use another team member. They had originally started in 2011, so they'd been existing in about 5 years.
Okay, all right.
And as church plants go, they go up and down, and they were kind of through a down phase. Some members had moved because of jobs. And
right.
Really considering where do we go now from here? And the Lord, in his perfect sovereign timing, brought us together at that right point.
That was Jeremy by himself then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
He had started out with another church planter, came with him, and then they had moved to teach at another school.
Okay.
And so timing-wise, God brought us together when he needed encouragement, when we needed another family at the right time.
Now, I'm assuming you hadn't raised all your support.
No. In fact, we had a small window to raise our support, and we decided we would make a goal of raising 50% of our support, and then I would be bivocational. So I'd find a job for the other 50%.
Oh, okay. And so you're still bivocational?
Yes. So we had from about March or April through July to visit churches
okay.
and contact some of our individual family members. And it was July, and we were down in South Carolina at our home church saying goodbye to them, having our last service, and we weren't at that 50% mark. And we knew we were going to have a little difficulty because we were not able to rent a house unless we were able to verify income.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And with less than 50% support and no job lined up, we weren't getting any landlords to accept our applications.
They just weren't people of faith, were they?
I guess not. And so we headed back up to Ohio to pack up our things. We
okay.
had a moving company, their truck scheduled, and we were on the way up. My wife and I, Julie and I, were discussing, so what are we going to do if we can't find a house, if we don't get that 50% or get a job lined up?
And going to live in that moving truck.
Yes. I mean, because then we'd have to make a decision. Do we keep our kids in school up in Ohio, or right. do we move? Do we move down there and not have a place and stay in a week-by-week place? And,
boy.
But on the way up on 77, going through Virginia, we got a phone call from my pastor, our home church pastor, and saying that an individual in the church had wanted to give above and beyond what he was giving to the church and what the church was giving us.
Okay.
And so that was adding to our support that got us to the 50% mark. And within 5 minutes of that phone call, I got an email from a painter down in Austin, Texas. And when I took the survey trip a few months earlier, I tried to connect to a lot of paint companies down there and hadn't heard anything from them. And I got an email saying, I'll hire you on the spot. You can start as soon as you move down here.
Wow.
And that gave us the income verification that we needed to rent a house.
Have you ever heard of LMDs?
No.
Last minute deliverances.
Yes.
And that's what we saw God do when we started a church. There were so many LMDs that we began to just kind of say, okay, God's not going to answer our prayer until the last minute. So, you know, we might as well not get frustrated or impatient because it's going to be another LMD. And we would laugh about it because so many times that's the way God worked. Like, okay, are you going to trust me? Well, yes, Lord, but no. Are you going to trust me all the way? Well, yes, Lord, but.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's those LMDs that— truly get you to the point that if God doesn't come through, it's going to fail.
Yes.
Well, no, you know, there's really no problem with that. Because if God doesn't come through, it ought to fail.
Right, right.
You know, and so here you are a little over the 50% line then, but you've got a job.
Yes.
You've got to 50%. Were you with a mission board of some kind?
No, we were not, and we're not presently either.
So you didn't have anybody saying, you've got to do this, you've got to have that, and that kind of a thing?
Correct.
All right, right.
But it was, again, our journey from fear to faith, and we kept looking back to the story of Abraham and how, despite delays, he still placed his faith in God and overcame fears. And one of my favorite verses, when God comes to him in chapter 15 and says, "Fear not, for I am your shield."
Yes. And I tell you what, there are verses that God uses to get you through. For us, it was the verse in Psalm where David said, "I am old and I have been young, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." And I'll tell you what, there were times that we owed money that day, and I had no clue where it would come from. But God said, "Nope, you're one of my kids, and I'm going to take care of you." But there are special verses like that.
For sure.
You know, and it's really interesting because your children are of the age that they can watch what you're going through, and as a family, you can sit down and say, "Now, kids, we as a family need to be praying about this."
Yes.
Because it's not just you and Julie with this step of faith, but God is teaching your children what it means to live by faith. And so for them to be a part of the answer to prayer, they need to be a part of the prayer.
Yes, for sure. Our oldest is 16. They go down age all the way to 7.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be days, I mean, now I have my own painting business. It gives me more flexibility with ministry.
Sure.
And there'll be some days I don't have work. In fact, this last summer I went for a couple of weeks without painting income. And my daughter would say, "Do you have work today?" I said, "No, but we were praying that God's going to provide."
Right, so right, right.
When those calls come in, it's very special for us to connect with our kids that way.
I remember a very serious time when we were fasting and praying, you know, and our two older boys were already gone, but our youngest one was there. And so we fasted and prayed for a week. And so the last day, our youngest one came in and said, "Would it be okay if I fasted and prayed today with you?"
Yeah.
And we said, "Now, son, you know you're playing football, and
wow.
That might be a stretch for you." And he said, "No, I really believe that this is what God wants me to do." And we said, "Well, okay." So we all fasted and prayed that day, and I had a meeting that night, and that's what we were fasting about. It was a very tense meeting, and I got home at 10:30, and David was there, and he said, "Well, Dad, how'd it go?" I said, "God came through in such an awesome way." And David said, "Praise God. Let's eat." And
that's great.
His mother and I both just died laughing like, "Yeah, okay." Well, you know, when you've been fasting for a week, you don't just immediately chow down. You may have some soup or something. But
right.
But it was such a joy for him to say, "I want to be a part of this. I want to see God at work." And, of course, as a missionary now in São Paulo, Brazil, he has had many opportunities to see God at work. And it's what he learned at home.
Right.
And so God has given you your own ministry at home.
For sure.
And what a joy it is to be able to say, "Okay, gang, let's gather together. This is where we are." And to hear children just praying little words of faith. You know, now 7-year-old, that's your youngest, but still, just simple faith. "God, you know, we need," and what a blessing it is. And so, as you see God at work, you're able to say, "God is good all the time."
Yes.
Now, your present ministry with the church is what?
I'm in charge of discipleship and student ministries.
Okay.
And so,
for some people, that means what? Youth pastor.
Youth pastor and children's pastor, oh,
yeah,
yes.
Older folks go, "What is student ministry?" It's the old youth pastor idea. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and so, I mean, we have 5 kids, and then when you join a church plant that's young and small,
sure.
You could comprise quite a bit of the...
You double the
yes,
crowd? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're very blessed to have our kids and be a huge part of our ministry.
Right.
And so They go to public schools in Round Rock, and that gives us our many, many, many of our contacts with children and teens and families.
Are they involved in sports?
Yes. So we have four soccer teams, a football team, and a swim team. So that keeps us on our toes. But
I guess so.
Yes. And so these people we meet, when we were challenged to do this during our internship, as far as being able to help start discipleship in our most immediate sphere of influence, our children, and then that, of course, grows throughout your church ministry.
Right.
So we pray for people by name. My kids know who I am praying for, who I am trying to reach out and establish redemptive relationships with.
Yep.
And our kids pray for their friends by name. And so,
right.
And we have seen some of these friends that we've been praying for come to Bible studies. We are beginning a Bible club, after school Bible club, and at our children's public elementary school.
Okay.
And our kids are very excited about that.
Oh, for sure.
They've already been talking to their friends, and we've connected with their friends' parents with that. So we have a wonderful opportunity there. The middle school where two of ours go to is just down the street from us. It has a park in between our house and the school. And so we have Bible studies once a week out in the park. We play football with some of my son's friends, and then we sit down and have an evangelistic Bible study.
Right. My son in Brazil carried a soccer ball down the street, and all the kids were playing soccer with an empty plastic Coke bottle. So when they saw a soccer ball, he was like the Pied Piper. They just started following this man down the street, you know. And they'd come down to the church property, and he would say, "You guys want to play?" "Yeah." You know. And so he would call it Sabbath soccer.
Nice.
So on Saturday, when they didn't have school, they'd all gather together, and they'd play soccer. And then halftime, he would stop, and he'd have Cokes and cookies and things like that. And then he'd share a devotion, share the gospel. And then they play the other half of the game.
Right.
And it was so neat because when he then went and knocked on their doors, the parents said, "Oh, you're the guy with the soccer ball.
Right.
Come on in," you know. So he started two churches with a soccer ball, you know. So you do whatever you can do to get the interest and let people know you care about them.
For sure.
And so that's what it's all about. Well, Dan, we are so excited about what you are doing, and I guess we can continue to pray for the last 50% of your support.
Yes.
That you could eventually just be full-time ministry, and we will definitely be doing that. And folks, thank you so much for listening this morning. I trust that your faith has been strengthened as you heard about the phone call from the home pastor saying, "Okay, we upped your support because we had this man whose heart was burdened to support extra." A painter calls and says, "You're hired." See, those are LMDs. And when we trust God, let God provide his LMDs for you. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.